You know, I wasn't really sure what to think about this thing, but we done started it now, so friends. Friends, family, coop enjoyers, welcome back to another iteration of the Coop Podcast with your three very sexy, very not single, I guess, because we've been over this. Anyway, so today, ladies and gentlemen, we have a new structure. Okay, we got a new structure. We're changing it up a little bit. I'm gonna tell you the topics up front today. So, well, we got three topics. I'm not gonna tell you up front. We got three good topics, and you're gonna listen to all of them. Okay, that's what we're gonna do.
Facts. Exactly. No skippers, Ethan.
No skips. Ethan L, I'm on to you. Ethan O, I'm on to you too. That's all I gotta say. So what's new, guys?
Not much. Chilling.
Actually, before we get into our topics,
yeah.
This is something that's light. It hit me hard. I was watching a video on TikTok. Hit me hard. No, it's like, it would be like a small topic. It's not something like, that's it.
Yeah, I got you.
You guys also like won't really get to connect to it because you guys aren't in the same situation. But I saw
cool.
A video.
Okay.
Cool.
Go ahead.
You guys will understand it, though. Like, and you'll see what I mean. So it's like, saw a video. It's like, if you live away from home, and only get like go home to see your parents or family during the holidays. And you're 25. You're only home for like 2 days. You really got like 80 days, 40 days left with your parents of like actually being there.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
That's crazy to think. And it's like, man, you really fighting about like not coming home for Thanksgiving or like not staying there a week. Only being there for 2 days, so makes me
yeah. That's a perspective I never even thought of. As a matter of fact,
because people think it's like, oh, well, I'm young, I got plenty of days. It's like your parents aren't.
Yeah,
young. So it's like, while you might have 50, 40, 60 years of life left, they don't.
Yeah,
like sadly, for most of our like our parents, our listeners, they're already above, like they're already past the hump. Like, they're at the tail end of it now.
Yeah.
Man, it's crazy perspective. So, proud of you guys, because, like, you were just at your mom's house, right?
I was at my dad's.
You're at your dad's house.
Yeah.
You literally see your parents.
Yeah, I see them daily. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
Nick doesn't fit in this category.
No, but it's like, it adds perspective, because, like,
yeah.
Shit, I've bullied you before about it. Like, oh, yeah, da 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 da. Like, no. You do get to spend a lot more time with your parents than, like, the average human. Well, at least the average American.
Absolutely.
I feel like it's undervalued.
Yeah. For like, sure. they're not going to be around forever.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah. And it's like, oh, like, it's just, oh, well, I have, like, a call and I can FaceTime or whatever. Because I think once you, like, put it into perspective, like, another 20 years, seeing them twice a year, that's 80 days.
Yeah.
Like, if you stay 2 days.
Right.
But that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's perspective.
Bro, add another layer to that. Just like your grandparents.
Shit.
Like, add another layer to that.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Because I think that's what's more just like, I mean, I see it in like my, in my family too. It's like, there's certain people that like, they're like, no, I don't want to go do that with them. Like, I don't want to go to dinner with them. Like, oh, I don't care. To, like, see grandparents and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then, like, now that, like, you look at it from that perspective, it's like,
I might have
it's no more, it's more not times. 80 or 40 days. It could be 20, it could be 10, it could be 3.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it literally can be 9 days. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. 8 more days with your grandparents. It's insane because, like, I mean, I get it. There's certain things I, like, hate doing with my grandparents because, like, I mean, they're older. Like, there's certain things that, like, you have to adapt. But then when you put it into perspective, it's like, dude, I'm, like, I got to enjoy this little time that I do have. Like, the wisdom, the stories, the things that did for me when I was a kid. Like, this is my turn. Like, it makes them happy.
Even if it's not, like, super in-depth things, like, I'm going over there for, like, a week. And I'm going to, like, hang out with them and go do stuff. But just, like, just having a conversation.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's just a simple 30-minute conversation, that's more than nothing.
Yeah. That stuff means the world to them.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, my grandma will be ecstatic if I took her to the grocery store. Just took her to the grocery store. Don't even need groceries. She's just happy she's there with me. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's crazy. I just saw that video. It hit me hard. Just wanted to share that with you guys. So value the time that you guys have.
Absolutely. That's a great point, Juan.
Back to our regular
podcast. Yeah, show. Anyways, back to the regular podcast. Topics. That was a good topic, though. That was a good intro. I feel like we grasped some people there. Here. Yeah, no.
I kid you not, I was on TikTok scrolling, having a great time, you know, wasting my gosh darn day, just scrolling, boom, boom. I think it was like Friday or something. And this video came out, like, damn, you had to turn off my phone, bro. Like, I was genuinely upset. I was sad. Like, I started looking at flights. Like, I was like, dude, I gotta go home.
I gotta go. I call someone.
Like, I gotta go. But, you know, it hit me hard.
Yeah. Shoot. Well, you know what doesn't hit me hard? I'm just kidding. So, okay. Well, first off, before we get into this topic, I'll bring the inspiration up for what kind of, this is, you know, just something that I thought of the other day. So I was going to my buddy's house, going up an on-ramp for the most part. You know, we're about to turn left off onto the street that I needed to go on. And I see a homeless person. I'm like, okay, but what's this guy up to? And, you know, he's like, you know, he's moving around for sure. You know, he's got his little sign and whatever. He's like waving at cars from, you know, hustle. he's like, yeah, I need that money. Like, yeah, that's hustle. What he's trying to do. I'm like, yeah, I'm not giving you any money. But would y'all have given this guy money? I know it's like, that's just a kind of like a general like type of thing. I wasn't going to give this guy money. Would y'all give this guy money? Just from the, like, the very vague details. Okay, the very vague details I gave you. But so if you were in this situation, you drive up and you see this dude waving at cars, would you give him money? Okay, to add a little bit more perspective, he's probably about 45, 50. That'd be my guess.
Yeah, age doesn't matter to me. For me, it's if I have cash on me, I come from the perspective like I've had it so well, like in my life, like I've had everything that I've needed or wanted.
Yeah.
But he's in a situation where he's like, he can't go work for some reason, and so this is his job.
Okay.
Like, sometimes, like, they just can't get jobs. You know, they just got things going on. They don't have reliable transportation, whatever it may be.
Okay.
I'll give a guy $5 in the corner. But that's just, like, for me, I just something. Like, I'm like, I hope this can do something for you. Now, the turn to that is you don't know what they're using it for.
Right.
That's always been my dilemma.
Exactly.
So, you know, like, growing up, like, when I was with my dad in Memphis, like, we'd be going down through Memphis or whatever, we'd see a homeless guy on the corner and give money.
Yeah.
And then you would see that guy go down to the liquor store and go buy something. You know?
Yeah.
Like, so it's like I want to help, but I also, like I don't want to feed whatever addiction you might have.
Exactly.
If that's the cause of why you're here, like, that's always my concern.
Yeah.
But I still do it just because, I mean, if I don't have cash on me a lot, but if I have cash on me.
Yeah. What'd you think, Juan?
Personally? I don't give money to homeless folks. I don't.
Okay.
I think someone that's like homeless has a better chance. I would buy them food. Like,
okay.
If you like catch me, you're like, yeah, I'm hungry. Do you mind buying me like a chicken biscuit? Or da, 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 da. Like, it's usually in the morning, like when I'm like more generous.
I get you.
For whatever reason, I think like the shittiness of the day hasn't like settled in yet. I'm gonna, you know,
you ready to donate to the church whenever they pass the bowl around. You like, yeah, I'll give you some money. I guess it's early in the morning. So,
yeah,
you know.
No, you asked me at 5 p.m. But fuck you, fuck this, fuck everybody. Go get a job. No, so like I just. Like what Nick was saying, like, are you had it good, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
It was like, I get that perspective. I grew up lower middle class. Like, I grew up poor. Like, I would say there's days I was upper, like, lower class. And then there's days I was, like, middle class. So I've experienced both sides where I was, like, poor, poor, and then living decent. Bro, I just can't respect somebody that's straight up just hustling. Cause I mean, my pops has had a car shop, but we've seen people. I've seen people like, hey, if you're actually hungry, you go to these mom and pop shops. I'm like, dude, I'll work. Like, do you want me to go clean your parking lot right now for $20 or just for a plate of food?
Yeah.
Those people.
Let me wash dishes.
He's like, those people want to work. They want to do something. And then you see other people that are like, just
looking for a handout.
Literally at a red light, just hustling. Because at the end of the day, hustling. Like, if you do the math, I'll do some quick math for you. How often do lights change? You would say every 60 seconds?
Probably, yeah. Save time.
Oh, like a stoplight?
Yeah, stoplight.
Oh, it depends on the intersection.
I would say probably
I feel like 60
like
seconds
45 is 60 seconds, right? I feel like is
So that's every 120 seconds. So every 2 minutes, you're getting a fresh batch of people. Because it's 60 seconds of green, 60 seconds of red, right?
Sure.
What would you say on average they get? I feel like it's safe to say $5 per red light. It was like, you gotta incorporate, some people might give you 20, some people might get a dollar.
I'd say $5.
So like $5 on average.
Sure.
So that's 30 times an hour, right? 5 times 30, you're at $150. You do that shit for 5 hours, you're at $750.
I'm in the wrong field of work.
They're hustling, bro. And like, now granted, like, this is obviously gonna be traffic based, so it's like during higher volume times, so that's when you're gonna get more of your money. But like, you can easily, if you're at a good traffic corner, get $300 a day.
Oh yeah.
There's people that don't make that, like, at all. Working 40, 50 hours a week. Mm-hmm. And you want me to give you a handout? Fuck that, bro. I'm on my way to, like, I'm broke too.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Go get a job. Like, so I don't do it, because I feel like if you really were hungry and needed help, you wouldn't be asking for a handout. You would be asking for an opportunity.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
So, I'll give anybody an opportunity. I won't ever let someone go hungry. Like, if you hungry for real, like, I'll get you food.
Yeah.
Like, we can be next to a steakhouse, and that's what's more convenient for me. Get a steak, bro. I'm not tripping on it. I just can't give you money.
No, I feel that.
Give you an opportunity.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's just me.
And another thing is, if you live in the area, you probably shouldn't give them money, because they're going to stay around there if you keep giving them money, you know? So
I mean, that's a good perspective.
It's not a good perspective. You need to go elsewhere, buddy. I'm not giving you any money.
I see what you're saying. Like, we all broke over here. What you mean? But nah, like...
Yeah,
I see what you're saying.
So I kind of had a perspective like Nick back in the day, you know? In where we went to school, in that little town there, you know, if I saw some guy in that little town, I would have given him money. But then I started to figure out what the hell these people actually do whenever that stuff happens. They had a whole homeless encampment. Yeah. They had a town in the forest across the street from the Publix over there. No joke.
Like, they have everywhere.
It was like it was a little city, and I was like, yeah, I ain't giving these people any more money. And they all give it to each other as well. Like, and then they'll come, like, and there's this one motherfucker, he came into the Publix parking lot, okay, with a violin, okay? It's an electric violin, and he was playing it on the speaker. I'm putting quotations up in there for y'all that don't see me doing this. Playing it in the parking lot. And it was a video, it was like a YouTube video of somebody playing, like, violin. But it was programmed to where whenever he would, it probably wasn't a YouTube video in this case, but he had a program to where it would only play, like, the actual violin whenever he put, like, his bow on the strings, right? So it only play, or he's playing, but he wouldn't be playing the right notes. And I watched him for a minute. I was like, you're not playing the right notes, buddy. There's no way.
Jeez, that's a hustler for real.
Yeah, and people would come up, and they'd be like, pat him, and he's like, damn, you're such a good musician. This dude's a hustler, bro.
It's hustling, like, dude.
And those people turn, like, ruin it for the rest of the bunch. Because I would have given another homeless person $5. But that guy done messed up the whole thing. And it's, I know that's a bad way to put it. But he done messed it up.
No, like, no, I get that. It's like, it's the same thing. It's like, for me, it's growing up and seeing people asking for an opportunity.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen crackheads not ask for money. And, like, straight up, like, I mean, I don't know if they were acting crackheads, but they acted crackheads. Like, it was, like, actually, they were, like, tweaking.
Yeah.
They'd be like, no, I'll clean up the shop. Like, I'll clean up the shop right now. Give me $20. I bet.
Like, don't take anything. But you can clean it up.
But, like, they wanted an opportunity. Like,
yeah.
I respect that. Like, ever since then, it's like, nah, like, if they wanted to, they could. Especially, like, where we live at right now, there's so many mom and pop shops here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, I don't say like you should work from under the table or anything, but it's like the opportunity is there. Mm-hmm. You could get a job. You can't.
It's just like little side jobs here and there.
Yeah, it's just like a, like I hear the biggest argument is, well, I don't have a address, I don't have somewhere to apply, I don't have somewhere to bathe, da 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 da. Like gym membership, most of them like, because like you're all like, oh, you can shower at a gym membership. It's like Planet Fitness is $9.99 a month, but with those memberships, you need to have a card on file. They don't have money to have a bank. They don't have an address to have a bank account. If you want to pay all up front, you have to pay for the full year. So now you're paying $130 plus the maintenance fee or whatever. So really, you're coming out to like $170. It's like, if they're actually dead broke, $170 is a lot.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, I might not eat for the next couple of days because I just spent all my money so I can have a place to shower. Mm-hmm. And I don't have soap. Like, I really just rinse it. So it's like, I get the struggles.
Yeah.
But like I said, you can go work and like, hey, I'll do this, da 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 da. Like, I also think these are hustlers, but like people that try to clean your windshield at stoplights. I don't know, have y'all seen that?
Oh, yeah.
It's usually like different, like you see it in PR, you might see it in Florida.
Yeah, I got you.
Mm-hmm. But those people are hustlers.
Right now, it's the water boys.
Yeah, the water boys, that's big in Atlanta.
Yeah.
What are them people all about?
Like they just carry water. They like sell water bottles to cars, like on the street.
No,
but what they do is the opposite side of like, yo, I see like you're going through a struggle. There's the good people that want to work. Like this is now to the side of the people like, oh yeah, I'm broke. I'm gonna act like it, and I don't necessarily mean act like it, but they like fall into just like, okay, I'm just gonna live this way, and maybe it's not in the best areas, whatever it may be, but they like run up to people's cars, try to sell them like a $5 water bottle. But then what they'll do is when they see like expensive cars, they'll all just flood that one car.
It's usually okay, so like that's usually like kids.
Yeah.
And they just like in PR, it's very common for you see like water boys. I wouldn't call them boys, like most of them they're grown. But it'd be hot as hell outside.
Yeah.
And you sell me water for a dollar. I'm not mad at you. Like a box of water, 32-pack, probably like $6 max because of inflation now.
Yeah.
Like, you're still making your money off of it, and it's mad convenient because, like, damn, it is hot as hell right now. A water would hit.
Thank you. Like,
so that's a respectable hustle.
Yeah.
But, like, the kids, it's like, they'll try, like, oh, we're trying to, like, raise money for our football program, da-da-da-da. But I've seen, like, the videos. I think I saw a video of, like, Cam Newton, mm-hmm. and he was just like, yeah, no, like, why all y'all flooding me? Because you see I have, like, a Porsche. When you could, like, two of y'all come up to me, two of y'all go to the next car, I just gave you 20, they just gave you 5, boom, boom, boom. You just made a lot more money instead of trying to hustle me. And now I'm used to, like, in his perspective, he's like, I'm with money. I'm used to people trying to hustle me. So now I don't want to give you shit.
Yeah.
And you just lost money instead of just, like, talking to every car. So those kids, anyway, contact me. I'll teach you some business. I'll put you on game. You're going to hustle for real. That's it. I'm becoming a scammer.
I'm becoming a scammer.
But I come from the perspective. Like I see what you're saying. I agree. I think they should go get jobs. But I think in today's society, depending on location, there's not always the opportunity to go, you know, just get a job if you don't have like reliable transportation, like an address. Like, there's certain place like locations where.
It's hard.
Mom and pop shops, like you're actually out here like struggling. So, I mean, you also just don't know. Like for me, like I don't know what they're going through. I don't know how they got here. It could be from their own decisions. It could be, you know, shit just hit the fan. And they got divorced and they got bankrupt and they just kind of piled down. So like I'll help somebody out if I have the opportunity. That's just kind of. I mean, I get where you're coming from.
But. I feel like. The ones that don't beg are the ones that need help the most.
Yeah, they're kind of giving up?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Those are the ones that need help. Those are the people that you would probably want to give money to. For sure. What do you think? That's just my opinion.
Why you just don't want to give money to them?
It's okay.
If you were to give money to one of them, it's probably the ones that aren't asking are the ones that you probably want to give it to. In my opinion.
I think it's very, like, regional. I think homelessness is a national issue. right?
Sure. You think it is or is not?
It is.
Oh, absolutely.
I think it is. However, currently where we're at, where we're staying at, we live in the Nashville area of Tennessee, right? I don't think our homeless issue is nearly as dramatic as L.A., maybe New York.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I mean, L.A.'s got a whole fucking, like...
village?
Like, it's like a square block. So, yeah. Because, like, that's just, like, its own little place. Like, Philadelphia has a big issue like that, too. There's more drug-induced, but, I mean, they have these just fucking cities.
So, it's like, we're not there. So, my perspective is definitely skewed.
Sure.
I feel like everyone here has an opportunity to do a job. They either just don't think it's worth the money because they make more money at red lights.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's a pride thing. Or they're straight up hustling. Like, they're not actually homeless. Like, I think specifically, there's a greater percentage of people that aren't homeless just hustling.
Yeah.
Than actual homeless in the streets.
Yeah.
Asking for money.
Yeah. You gotta look at them.
And that's when I'm like, all right, fuck you too, man. Like, I ain't gonna give you shit. Matter of fact, give me money. You making more money than me right now. Like,
yeah.
You made $500 today.
Give me some of that.
Can I have a dollar? Can I please have a dollar? But should I do some math? That's like 2K. 2K? And that's not tax. Fuck you. But like, speaking of taxes, I think the government should do a better job of setting up in which we're not in this situation. That we feel like we're having a debate in which should you or should you not help those that are asking for help.
Yeah.
And I feel like a shitty person for saying no. But it's because I don't feel like it's my responsibility. And I, like, going back to like previous episodes where we talk about like, are humans inherently evil and whatnot.
Sure.
Like, some of these people just straight up taking advantage.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're just trying to, like, why would I work for when you work for and I can just take it from you?
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like that's not my responsibility. And then it sucks because, like, I feel like it's unhumane because I'm really rolling the dice and saying, I don't think you need it that bad. Yeah. Or you could argue that I'm just saying, you know what, this is not my responsibility. Double it and give it to the next.
Like, yeah.
It's just the next person. Someone else will give him money. Someone else will make sure he eats.
Yeah.
So it's just, I don't know. I feel like the government needs to step up. I shouldn't have to do that.
I feel like there should be
government
more.
Needs to step up in a lot of things.
I feel like there needs to be just more like government assistance.
We say assistance and hold up. That's a whole other can of worms.
Yeah,
right.
We won't get into that. But I think there should be some like, because, like, you have, like, homeless shelters and things like that, but there's only so much. I mean, those are all volunteer-based.
I was saying, I don't think that's, like, federally funded.
No, it's, like, some of them are, or I guess some of them are, like, city-funded. Like, they're funded by the city, but there's, like, they're all, like, volunteer-based. Like, even if the city runs, like, the city pays for the food, but the city doesn't pay for the, like, workers.
I was saying, I don't have to look into it. I feel like it's more, like, grants from the city or from the government.
I mean, but either way, the government's giving a very little amount, and there's people that are doing this for free.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody is gonna want to do that, go to the soup kitchen, whatever it may be. And if they're not getting paid for it, there's just a lot of times there's a lack of workers and there's a lack of production, so like they have to turn people away because like I don't have anything. Like,
you know,
I'm sorry,
that's interesting.
But I don't have anything.
That's interesting that you brought that up. Do you think if the government funded more things like that, that more people would choose to be homeless? Just like, just to say, oh, I'm opting out of normal society. I'm going to be homeless now.
Yes.
Okay. That's exactly what I was thinking.
I think there would be a certain group or class of people that are like, okay, I'm already here. Instead of working like paycheck to paycheck, I'll just become homeless and just like not have any bills, whatever it may be. Yeah. Like, I think people that are kind of already in that, they're like, they're on the edge. It's like tomorrow I might be homeless.
Right.
I think those people are more willing to, just fall back in society.
I feel like, okay, I'm drawing at nothing right now. So shout out the dogs. Coop's making his daily visit. But the only thing I'm pulling this information from is from a conversation with my pops. I have no stats. I have nothing to support this.
Okay.
So it could be 100% false.
It's 100% knowledge. That's what it is. You're going to learn.
It's 100% wisdom.
There you go.
I want to say PR, though. He was going through a time where he was, like, frustrated with, like, how the system of PR was. He was like, man, like, there's so much government assistance here that it really just hurts the workers.
Yeah.
It's like, he's like, man, I can make, I think, I forgot what math it was. It's like, I want to say at the time, this is, like, probably, like, 2016. He's like, man, like, you would have to make over 70K to where it's more financially comfortable to work and make that than be on Section 8 food stamps and, like, all federally funded programs. Like, wow. Those folks were living better than those with 60K, 70K jobs.
Damn.
Puerto Rico has the highest sales tax rate in the state.
Really?
The highest.
What is
it? I want to say it's 11%.
Damn. I was about to say, ours is, what, 9.75 here?
We have, it's 9.25.
2.5, sorry.
It's
sorry.
We have one of the highest here in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. One of the highest. I want to say we're in the top 10.
Yeah.
But we have no income tax.
Right.
So to balance this out.
And no property tax either, I don't believe. Unless...
No, we have property tax.
Right, they just do 100% property tax.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
How do you think school gets funded, though?
That's why a lot of people buy land here.
Okay.
Like, people from out of state will buy land here. The property tax is so low, so they're not paying for it as much. And they'll just, like, hold on to it to, like, the housing market booms, and they'll build a house and sell it for triple whatever the fucking land was.
But, yeah, no, like, PR has, I want to say it's 11%, and they also have income tax, which is hella high. I forget what the income tax rate is. Well, that's probably, like, tax brackets, but it's also high.
What? I thought, I could have sworn there wasn't. That's why people buy so much shit here.
No, they buy because it's
probably lower.
It's low as shit here.
Oh.
In like this area of Tennessee, like middle Tennessee, it's like kind of low.
Like a yearly property tax? Yeah. Not just one time? Okay.
You,
I don't know. These people just be buying shit up way too much. And I just thought, hey, if there's no property tax here, damn. Like, yeah, we don't have a state income tax. I do know that.
Listen, we don't have a state income tax.
That's true.
But yeah, so like PR is kind of like fucks the worker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you brought that up, Nick, because that was a good discussion point. I was like, wait a second. If the government funds those things, you know, why the hell would I go work at McDonald's if I could just, you know, be homeless and just get free food all the time.
Exactly.
Like, and get free housing.
I'm already going couch to couch.
Yeah.
Like, really? I have a state, like, I work at McDonald's, but I'm going couch to couch. Like, I'm going to stay here for a week, there for a week. But I'm technically homeless, but I have a job. Or I just quit that job, go get a house, mm-hmm. make some friends, go basically just live with some friends in a house. The government pays for my food all day. I just go, like, whatever money I make, I just spend on what I...
Exactly, yeah. Because, I mean, it's crazy. If you took away my rent and food expense, bro, I can live off of nothing. Like, you give me $100, like, a week, I'm chilling.
Yeah.
Because what do I need that $100 for if it ain't just for shits? Like, it's literally just for shits. Like, I'm doing whatever the fuck I want with it.
Yep. Going to the casino.
I'm going to the casino. I'm flipping that, baby. I am flipping that. I'm coming home with a K. A whole... Okay.
That's the dream. You come home with nothing.
Hey, I was saying, every time I've gone to the casino, I leave with something. I'm from around the way. I'm leaving with something.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm leaving with something. Even if it's a dollar chip, I'm leaving with something.
He's 5 minutes up the road.
I took the cup from the casino.
I took the glass.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think the government definitely, I mean, I think Nick mentioned it, there's a lot of things they need to step up on and do better, but I feel like no one's like, there's no accountability. It's just kind of doing
it. It's all in Ukraine. That's where the money went. It's all in Ukraine.
A lot of money did go to Ukraine.
It's kind of crazy.
Hunter Biden. Yeah, they're after me now.
Yeah, we're canceled.
Yeah, we're done for. That's funny.
What was the top that you had for us today, Nick?
Oh, yeah, so kind of leading off the government needs to step up on things. There's a rapper that is very
new hit artist,
very known for his
Okay.
He's Canadian, but he has like these outlandish takes on American politics.
Sure.
His name's Tom McDonald. This is his song Fake Woke.
Okay. I feel like there's a lot of emotion here.
Can y'all hear it?
No. You have it on mute, bro.
Damn, we done messed up. One second, everybody. We're turning on the sound bar here. We gotta listen to some Tom McDonald.
Sorry, guys. You have some technical difficulties. So yeah, he's very blatant with how he feels.
Okay.
He does not sugarcoat it. I just want to get y'all's opinion on.
I know of him. Just to preface before we actually get into this, I know of him. I've never really listened to him other than when you showed me that one time, and then Juan, you
same.
Yeah.
I think I may have seen one of his videos, and it was like same right. scenario. Like Nick just forced me to watch it.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. At gunpoint. Yeah.
Wait. So that's pretty much, that's his stance. It kind of shows this is like, he has a lot of different songs about different topics, but that's his feeling on the cancel woke culture. I just wanted to get you all's perspective. Like, is this like type of music, you know, good, bad?
Are you asking me, do I like this song?
No,
are you asking me what do I think of him as an artist? What is the question here?
A mix of both. Like, as an artist, like, the topics that he mentions, do you think, and at this style of music, like, the, he's not rapping about whatever, whatever. He's, like, bringing up, like, political, like, all of his songs are politically motivated in some way. Like, that type of music, that as an artist, like, what are your thoughts on that?
I'm a fan of that. I mean, I've always been a fan of lyrical rap.
Sure.
So usually it's like a storytelling. It's not always about like politics, stuff like that. But I think that comes down to more like marketing aspects. You know, like, I mean, there's the bigger picture. Like, there's...
Forgot about the song.
There's I mean, there's... Like, I want to say Kendrick has a few like political songs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But... So, like, I like that. Like, go ahead, like, use your platform as a way to, like, voice your opinions. At the same time, he's talking shit about, like, being put in a box and having, like, a specific, or being told to have a specific perspective. But he's doing the same thing. Giving his perspective, using his platform, and making, like, no matter what, people are going to agree with you. Like, yeah. If you're that big. But besides the point, I was just watching this music video, hearing the song. That shit was garbage. I want to know who's watching this twice, listening to this 2-3 times. Who has this in their playlist? Like, this shit was garbage. Like, it was so bad. Like, can you, like, I can only imagine the person that listened to this is the guy that drinks Monster and has a Monster tattoo, wears the UFC fight hat, with the Monster sponsorship. Like, this just screams Monster drinker. That's just me, though. Like, I just don't know who would listen to this on the regular basis.
I personally enjoy this song.
Okay.
I like it. Now, it's not something...
You drink Monster?
No. Like, sure? It's not a song I have on my playlist. It's not something I'm, like, bumping, like, on the daily. Like, it's just one of those songs, like, I like that there is a song that puts this message out there. Maybe not necessarily agreeing with his message, but that there's people that are
voicing
it. Because, like, a lot of times in today's society, it's just like, oh, like, you say one thing out of pocket, like, as a celebrity, you lose your Twitter, you lose your Instagram, your band till... You pull the strings, then you're back on. So you don't get to see a lot of it nowadays. So I guess enjoy that there's a song that puts out a different perspective than the perspective you see on the news, which is all controlled by the big government.
Interesting. I appreciate that he's doing this. But my ears don't appreciate it.
It was garbage.
I personally would never listen to this on a regular basis by any means. I do appreciate that he's willing to put himself out there and, you know, say, hey, I'm not afraid to be canceled. Let's rap about it, you know?
Yeah. And he's not like a redneck. Like, he's not out here in blue jeans and, you know, like, you would typically, you would think that, like, it'd be, like, a country artist, like, coming at it like that, but...
Right.
Like, yeah, no, he looks like a...
He's got face tattoos.
No, he looks like a Satan supporter. Satan worshiper.
A Satanist?
Yeah, that's what he looks like.
Yeah,
don't worry, Tom, I got your back.
He's, you know, I do appreciate the messages that he brought up, because he did bring up a lot of good messages, but... He is wrong about one thing. Not everybody that gets canceled actually gets canceled. They return. Except DaBaby. He got canceled and then he fell off hard after that.
Well, I think he made a return and then he did something again.
Nah. I don't think he ever made a return.
Oh, he dropped that one song with Lil Wayne. Mm-hmm. She was five.
No, that was a good song. But then after that, I was just like...
Well, I think after...
Sorry.
Yep. I saw something where, like, after that, he was at, like, another festival concert, whatever, and he, like, had, like, a performance, whatever, and he said or did something on stage, like, again, and they're like, bro,
what he could have done.
I don't remember what he did, but I know
I still don't think he should have been canceled. That's just me personally. What did he actually say?
I don't know if we can repeat what he said.
I think he used the F word.
And it doesn't rhyme with Chuck.
It's not rhyme with Chuck. That's correct. you know, back to Tom McDonald here.
Yeah.
Tom McDonald, you know, I appreciate what you're doing, bro, but I would never listen to this on a daily basis by any means. He did have some good messages in there that I somewhat agreed with, for sure. But other than that, you know, I can't see this ever being like a super mainstream artist by any means. This ain't Post Malone. He kind of looks like Post Malone a little bit with the tats and everything, but he's not Post Malone. And I don't see that ever really becoming a thing.
He's getting views, though, so I'll give him that. Like,
he's getting views.
He gets views, yeah.
The one we just watched, he got 36 million views. It came out 2 years ago. So, like, hey, he getting paid. For sure. He bought 36 million views.
Yeah.
What was that, probably like a milli?
Like, yeah.
He probably made a milli off of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm supporting him. But I'm not supporting him at the same time, but because I'm not actually listening to him. I support what you're doing, though.
As you can tell just by the titles of his songs, I don't think he'll ever be a mainstream rapper.
He looks like a Satanist. No, like, it's, come on, look at that picture, bro.
That one?
You mean like a white supremacist?
No, a Satanist.
Oh, an actual Satanist.
He looks like he does like, like Uzi. Like, he looks like
he may or may not be, you know. He probably is, but, you know, we don't know.
What's that little star that they be doing, like, in movies? And that's like, candles and fires and shit.
Oh,
is it called, like, the Jewish star? Is that what it's called?
No, it's not the Jewish. It's a star. It's a star, like, upside down. It's a pentagon.
Pentagram.
Yeah, pentagram.
Pentagram.
Not a pentagram. Pentagram. It's like, the little star. Yeah. It's got, like, it's got the lines. Like, if you drew a star as, like, a kindergartner with, like, all the fucking lines. You flip that upside down, it's got a circle around it.
So basically, rotate the star 30 degrees, and you have a pentagram. That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
I'm about to Google it.
Double check. I think that's what it's called. I'm pretty sure it's something like that, but I know what you're talking about.
And it has a circle around it.
You put, like, candles, like, up the circle. Why do we know so much about this?
Because we see it on the damn Ouija board whenever they pull it out in the movie. And what's that one movie called? Jenga, what's that movie?
Jumanji.
Yeah. That movie. Jenga. Yeah, that's different. That's different. Did it have a Ouija board in it, or am I just going crazy?
No.
Oh, shit. What am I? That's okay.
Maybe the original one had it.
I don't know.
I think it might have a board game.
I think they tried to do that, and they didn't have the right pieces, so they started playing the other game, I think. I think if they did, it was at the very beginning of the movie, like when the game started.
Because they had a board game.
Because Jumanji is a board game.
Yeah.
I think in the first one, before they played Jumanji, they tried to do that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I've seen the scary movies and whatever. Anyway, besides the point.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, this Tom McDonald had a farm guy. Not a fan. Not a fan. Personally.
Do you support him doing what he's doing?
His message of, like, going against, like, yeah, like, I get that. Like, I mean, sometimes I don't agree with some of the things he's saying, but
okay.
I support the fact that he's trying to, like, say, think for yourself. Like,
right.
Don't be a sheep. Think about it. Like, it makes no sense that we're told to do this, but, like, me and you both know that, like, this is not correct, right?
Yeah,
is that a dog?
Yeah, I think so. Cool.
And some of it does it. He bashes both sides. Like, he's just very anti-government, like anti-control, like anti, like you were saying, just like free thinkers. So I challenge you to listen to some of his other songs.
Okay.
Just on your free time, just give it a listen. Let me know what you think. But
okay, I'll do that. Just because you asked, I'll do that.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. I know Juan won't.
Yeah, Juan can barely get through Astroworld. He said, damn, this shit's trash.
He can barely get through Utopia. He can tolerate Utopia.
I like Utopia. I think it's album of the year. Until all the dogs come out.
Yeah, exactly. Tell.
But currently.
Okay. I
think it's
album. Hey, I respect that you even said that. I respect that. Thank you.
All right, guys. This has nothing to do with what we were talking about. This is something I've been thinking about the other day.
Okay.
I want to know what your thoughts are.
Uh-huh.
Third topic of the pod.
Number three.
Do you guys think autism?
Oh, fuck.
is becoming more prevalent. Did I use that word correctly? Is that the correct word? Prevalent? Well, I say more common.
Prevalent? Sure.
Let's go.
Yeah, prevalent. Yeah.
My vocabulary is expanding, guys. Or it's becoming more easily diagnosed. So we are documentizing autism more frequently than we did in the past.
I don't know if we've necessarily... I don't know. I feel like it's a weird... I think the spectrum has gotten longer. Or we've learned more about the spectrum. Because there is a spectrum, mm-hmm. of, you know, where you fall. So I think maybe we've learned more about the spectrum, which then in turn led to possibly some more of both. Like, some that we didn't know existed before or weren't on the spectrum before, and now we know. And some are just, like, completely new, like we never even thought about that before.
Right.
So I think it's a good middle ground, just based on like how our knowledge has grown.
So you think it's just more easily diagnosed?
I think it's a mixture of both. I think there's different, because like there's so many things that fall on the spectrum that are like so minor. So I think in a grand scheme of things, I think some yes, some are just like brand new.
Okay. What about you, Walahalo?
So I feel like as time has gone on, it seems like there's more severity when it comes to this sort of stuff. Like we see more severe cases of like autism. Like if I talk to my dad, apparently those people never even existed in his time when he was growing up, apparently. But I feel like in today's society, it's gotten a lot easier to diagnose for sure. Just because of how they may have redefined it or, you know, anything like that. Because that's one thing in psychology is that they love to redefine stuff, that's for sure. They'll redefine, you know, they'll take out a whole thing if they don't feel like it belongs in their book, the DISM, I think is what it's called or something. But yeah, they'll take out a whole mental illness if they don't feel like it's part of it anymore, and they'll add on to something too. So it's really up to, I'm sure those people existed, maybe not as severe or even on a spectrum, and maybe we just kind of grouped them in and we just thought that maybe they were a little odd compared to the majority, you know. But I feel like I'm halfway rambling here, but what I'm trying to say is I feel like they could have changed how easy it is to diagnose it. And they're also probably looking for it more, which I also feel like is a big thing. Do I think it's also gotten worse over time where we're seeing cases where it's more severe? Yes, I do also feel like that. So it's a mixture of both.
Okay, let me ask y'all this.
What's up?
I recently looked up the numbers.
Okay.
How common do you think autism is today? Like, one in how many children have autism?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'd say 10.
1 in 10?
Yeah.
What do you think? 1 in 10 is crazy.
1 in 10 is crazy.
That's crazy.
Is that crazy low?
10%?
Yeah. Well, at least on the spectrum a little bit. Is that too much?
I mean, I haven't looked at the like details of it, but like I feel like 1 in 10.
Okay,
like,
and give your answers that way.
At that point, I feel like we're evolving, bro.
Yeah, that kind of goes back to what I was saying. The spectrum's gotten longer. I think more things might. I think it might be closer. No, I'm not saying it's 10. I think it's probably like 1 in 100.
1 in 100.
1 in 100. I feel like it's a safe number. But there's more things that fall under the category now.
Right. It's yeah, exactly. If you're looking at the whole spectrum, okay, maybe 1 in 10. I'd say probably 1 in 20. If I were to give a safe answer, 1 in 20 is somewhere on the spectrum for sure.
Fair.
In my medically inclined opinion, because that's totally my field of work, and you will listen.
Yes, doctor.
Exactly. All right. What's the numbers, Juan? So I can stop rambling.
Currently.
Okay.
2023. The CDC reported that approximately 1 in 36 children
36. Okay.
are diagnosed with autism. The crazy thing is, when you start looking at it per year, as in like how is it increasing for you?
Sure.
So look up the chart. I had a chart pulled up, but I can't find it now. But it used to be, I want to say 2 years ago, 1 in 45.
2 years ago?
Mm-hmm. 2 years ago.
Here we go. Autism has increased 178% since 2000.
178%?
Mm-hmm.
Sheesh.
In 2000, it was one in 150 kids.
Do you know, you want me to give like straight from the gut answer here of why I think a lot of that stuff is?
Go for it, yeah.
Screen time.
Mm.
I think it's screen time.
So you think?
Kids become so obsessed with what's on their screens that because that's one of the major things of like autism. It's like they get super obsessed about like something and they like stick to it. Like they're on it like all the time. Like if, like for example, like I don't even know how to say this without being rude, but like some people are very obsessed with like Pokemon or something. Mm-hmm. Like that. Yeah. Like, you know. And, you know, those people you could probably
see.
Yeah, go ahead.
Feeding off of that, cause like, the numbers that we're looking at is how many kids are being diagnosed.
Yeah.
I feel like as the time has gone by, we have been able to diagnose autism a lot more. We learned about the spectrum, how broad the spectrum is, and how a majority of the population does fall on the spectrum. It's just usually on, like, a very minor aspect.
Right.
Now knowing that, I feel like I know a lot of people that could be on the spectrum that never like got diagnosed because it wasn't a thing back then.
Yeah, that's
it's like, but now like we know, like
yeah.
So I feel like even then those numbers are skewed because I feel like everyone says like it's becoming more and more common.
Right.
I don't think it's becoming. I think it is a mixture. I think it is becoming more common. But I don't think the number, like the 178%, I think that's insane.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that's accurate.
No.
Because, like,
the same amount of people, like, it was just from a diagnosed point of view.
Yeah, like, it's probably, like, getting, like, increased, but, like, at a small percentage. Like,
well, nowadays, they do, like, all these different tests.
At schools. I mean,
like, at school, like, it's just, like, a normal thing now. It's, like, diagnose you based, like, reading level, whatever it may be.
This is why I'm about to say, like, a crazy statement. Do you guys think, that's a question. Do you guys think autism is developed or, like, you're born with it?
It's a good question.
I think there's...
Because they diagnose kids with autism, like, at birth.
I think there's different types of autism that some you're diagnosed with. I think there's some that you can't develop, but I think there's some that you can. Now, I don't know what those are. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a specialist. But I feel like there's some that you're just born with and it's something you just... I mean, some people learn to live with it, and they're off like living by themselves. Some people develop differently. Yeah. But I think there's some like smaller forms that I think you can develop that can become somewhat severe, but not necessarily like overwhelmingly severe.
I think that I feel like it's something that you can be like born with. You inherit, obviously, from parents to some extent, right? That's just, you're going to inherit a lot of stuff from your parents regardless. Mm. But that could be something that you will inherit from your parents, and then depending on how you develop will determine its severity potentially as well.
Mm. That's fair.
What do you think about that?
I like that. That's a...
But then, of course, there's cases at birth where it's like, oh, yeah, you got it. You know, something like that, right? Like, I'm going to diagnose you right now, you know? You got it. But then, you know, there are some where it's like, you know, at birth, and then, you know, you might have not as severe of a case. And then as you develop, you could potentially, you know, really like develop onto that even more. And then it might turn into an even more severe case. Maybe. That's just a guess. I don't actually know. I'm not a doctor.
Interesting. I don't know. This is just like a thought I had at work.
At work?
Yeah.
So, man, these Excel sheets, they looking... I'm really obsessed with them right now.
No, I've always made the joke that I was on the spectrum. Wouldn't be surprised if I was.
I feel like, I mean, I've said this before, I mean, I think everybody's on the spectrum just a little bit. In some way.
Yeah.
I think everybody in some way in their life, they're on the spectrum in some way.
By how we define it nowadays, yeah. For sure.
Like, you can have ADHD and be on the fucking spectrum.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think it's a lot more.
But like you said, they also weren't really looking for that sort of stuff back in the day.
Yeah.
ADHD wasn't really a thing back in the day.
No.
Yeah.
At all.
No, everybody's got it.
Yeah, apparently, yeah. So they like to sell toned down methamphetamines to children.
That's exactly what it is.
I also feel like ADHD has gotten worse though. Or like HD, was it ADD?
It's because of screen time.
Yeah, I think screen time has really increased, like,
mm-hmm.
people's lack of concentration, because everything is focused on what, like 15-second clips now.
Yeah, ADD is like
non-hyper.
Yeah, that's the non-hyper one. Yeah, so like I think that's the one that's kind of taken over now that everybody has, because everything's screen related. So it's like, oh, I can just divert my attention from this to this in 2 seconds.
Yeah, if you're watching TV while on the phone, like, should I do that now?
Yeah,
like, so
I'll be on the game and I'm like, all right, I died. 1 sec. Scroll
while you're loading up, you're spawning. Exactly. It literally is 3 seconds, but you need it. But yeah, so I think ADD is getting more common because of screen time. But
for sure. Yeah.
Okay, Sam.
Nice.
Any final thoughts?
I don't know. I do think that, you know, it is something that could be like really like developed on, and it could like it's hard. I can't, first off, I don't even see how some of these people diagnose it right at birth. Like, that's crazy. Yeah. First off, and that might be something else. Like, split up the categories, bro. Split up the categories. You know, what kind of autism is this? You know, but
I'm not in the same category as him. There's no way.
Exactly. I don't see how the hell it. They can't just group all that shit together, you know?
I mean, I think that's why they created the spectrum.
Yeah. And I think there is different kinds now that I'm talking.
I mean, yeah, like, what's it called when you, like, you can't pick up social skews? Asperger's?
Asperger's.
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 Yeah.
Asperger's. I think
I didn't even know that was a thing until,
Yeah, that's a very real thing.
Yeah, it's a real thing, yeah.
Like, I didn't know that was a thing. I thought it was just...
But it's on the spectrum.
They just talk.
It's on the spectrum. So it's like, yeah, like, there's different categories within the spectrum, but, like, it's still in the same category. So it's like, I don't know how they group it, but I guess it's, like, the same concept of, like... Well, I don't know. I was going to say, like, cancer, but, like, I would assume brain cancer is because it's in the brain, and lung cancer is because it's in the lung. But I mean, what do I know? I'm not a fucking doctor.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I don't know. I'm just a guy. I was just a guy that I was like, damn, I feel like there's a lot of autistic motherfuckers next to me. So I started to question this, and I looked up the numbers. I said, oh, that's crazy. Up 178% since the year 2000.
Yeah.
So it's like, since we've been born, it has just almost increased 200%. And that's crazy.
Yeah, that's a good point.
1 in 150 to 1 in 36.
Yeah. That's crazy. You think it'll go? You think it'll drop to like 1 in 10 in the next 5 years?
Depends how much medicine they need to sell.
Facts.
Do they keep medicine to autism?
No, I don't think so.
No, but they'll find a way.
But they'll give money to the ADHD people, and they're not afraid to diagnose people with ADHD.
Oh, they diagnose you with that shit every day.
So,
you didn't focus on the thing for more than 30 minutes? ADD.
It's so pills. Crazy to think, like, how the medical world works like that.
Bro, and, like, especially ADD and ADHD, they push those meds on you, and you're so young. Like, you'll be, like, in fourth grade, and, like, giving you, like, 5 ants Adderall, whatever the fuck they're giving you. It's like, he's 4. Like, he's supposed to be, like, crazy.
Yeah. Like, damn, let him figure it out. Yeah. Give him a chance.
Let him see if he can live with it, and go from there.
It's so crazy, like, how much money they make and how they push profits. Like, I just don't feel like hospitals should be for profit.
Yeah.
Or any medication should be for profit. But then at the same time,
That's another discussion.
Yeah, it's like, I don't think government should, like, be too much in the business side of the world. But, like, that's the only way it could happen. So, like, they would have to have their hand in the business and control the business. So, it's like, ah, it's bittersweet for me. But that's a good topic.
Yeah. Like, I wish it wasn't, but it has to be.
Like, in some hands, in some aspects, I feel like it needs to be, but in other aspects, it shouldn't.
Yeah.
But I guess that's just, like, the capitalism within me. But that's a good topic for another day. That one gets deep.
Yeah, I was about to get deep right there. I was about to get deep. Yes. We weren't ready for it.
That one gets deep. There's so many layers to that one.
Yeah. For sure.
We'll add that to the rotation. Yeah. Get it get on the next run.
I'll figure out how to word that question up.
There you go.
Yeah. That's a good one. There's so many different ways to attack it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, any for our listeners, any little food for thought for them?
I got food for do, food to eat. Eat this. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Have them run up the listeners. That. We're trying to get money from this. Come on now, we're broke.
Trying to get money.
I'm trying to hustle here.
I do this so I can get out of the house. I want to leave the house. Anyways, hey viewers, please give us some recommendations in the comments. Is there comments on the
phone? Yeah, he's got to type it in.
Type in comments if you got comments, bro. Please, we love feedback.
We like feedback.
Positive feedback.
No,
we'll listen to the negative. We'll listen to the negative. Yeah. But we like the positive feedback.
I'll make fun of you.
But we will listen to the negative, even if you're a hater. Okay, maybe halfway. Halfway.
Hold on. I got to figure out food for thought for him. Give me one second, guys. Let me hit up my notepad.
There you go. Hit up the notepad. And also leave topics in the comments too. We'll take topics. I know y'all love hearing our discussions. They're super interesting. We're super in-depth. So be on the lookout for the next episode. Monday, I guess this will be on. But y'all don't know that. So y'all don't even know when we're recording this. That's the best part about this.
It's okay.
Wants to look.
This is the one I'm ready? This is the one I'm going with, guys.
Give us a send-off. Come on.
Keep your face to the sunshine. Hey, you'll never see the shadow.
I'm done.
Hey, that's some Assassin's Creed stuff, bro. I don't even know what that means, but all right.